It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 30th, 2021. Today's the birthday of British novelist Mary Shelley, born in London in 1797. She is best known for the horror classic Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus, published when she was just 21. She was married to the celebrated romantic poet Percy Bysshe Shelley. She was the daughter of philosopher and political writer William Godwin and famed feminist Mary Wollstonecraft. Sadly, she never knew her mother, who died shortly after her birth. The family dynamics soon changed with Godwin's marriage to Mary Jane Claremont in 1801. She brought her own two children into the union, and she and Godwin later had a son together. Mary never got along with her stepmother, who saw no need to educate her. The Godwin household had a number of distinguished guests during Mary's childhood, including the poets Samuel Taylor Coleridge and William Wordsworth. While she did not have a formal education, she did make great use of her father's library. There she could often be found reading, and sometimes she carried on this pastime at her mother's grave. She also liked to daydream, escaping from her often challenging home life into her imagination. Mary found a creative outlet in writing and published her first poem when she was just 10 years old. In 1814, she began a relationship with the poet Shelley, who was a devoted student of her father, but he soon focused his attentions on Mary. He was still married to his first wife when he and the teenage girl fled England together the same year, causing a major scandal. Mary and Percy traveled about Europe for a time, and in the summer of 1816 they were in Switzerland with some literary friends, including Lord Byron. There they entertained themselves one rainy day by reading a book of ghost stories. Byron suggested they should all try writing one of their own. It was at this time that Mary Shelley began work on what would become her most celebrated novel. In 1818, Frankenstein debuted as a new novel from an anonymous author. Many thought that Shelley had written it because he did write its introduction. The book proved to be a huge success. That same year, the Shelleys moved to Italy. Mary's life was rocked by tragedy with the death of a child and Shelley's accidental drowning in 1822. A widow at age 24, Mary worked hard to support herself and her son. She wrote several more novels and devoted herself to promoting her husband's poetry and preserving his place in literary history. Mary Shelley died of brain cancer on February 1, 1851, at age 53 in London. She's buried at St. Peter's Church in Bournemouth, laid to rest with the cremated remains of her late husband's heart. Her lasting legacy remains the classic tale of Frankenstein. This struggle between a monster and its creator has been, and no doubt will continue to be, an enduring part of our popular culture. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 30th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.